morning, Lee.
And congratulations to local lady Jess O'Halloran, who's been rewarded with Volunteer of the Year for a contribution to basketball in the area.
Yeah, Jess O'Halloran is an absolute weapon of a lady down at the club. She's very, very helpful. This year she was the junior basketball coordinator, the vice president of the club. She managed the under-14 boys team. She's helped out with local rosters and Aussie hoops. Helped with the canteen, and she's also a quarter on Friday, umpiring school basketball as well. So she's just helped out all over the club. She does lots of hours of service every single week, and she's been honoured with a well-deserved Volunteer of the Year award. So it's a good honour.
And it's a good way of just bringing through the good local juniors in the area and the Smithton Basketball Club. Job well done to you, Jess O'Halloran, and a new era for One Local Pharmacy.
Wellsbag Pharmacy are going 7 days, so they'll be open every single day of the week, which is a pretty massive change and a huge commitment from them. So good on them for staying open, trying to fill that service void of the weekend. If there's nowhere open, obviously there's nowhere to go if you need any of the pharmacy services. They've also appointed a new pharmacist named Crystal Wang. She's moved to the area from Hobart after doing a bit of service working in WA for a little while. And she's keen to get her hands into it and get her teeth into the region and then kind of work out what it's like and help people as much as she can. And Gerald Kay has also sponsored a new Maggie's Maxi, which is a transit vehicle used at Emerton Park to transport the residents around, and also has wheelchair access as well for that van. So, yeah, a bit of a feel-good story for Phase 3.
Let's turn to the sporting pages, and one local boy from Redpar, Ryan Gardner, now he's in the AFL. I think initially he played with Geelong before he headed to the Western Bulldogs. He just signed a contract extension.
Yes, he got delisted by Geelong a few years ago and then got picked up in the first ever mid-season draft, which was pretty exciting. He was taken at pick 6 in that draft. It's now just 1 year on. There are only 4 players that remain on list, and he is one of them, alongside John Noble at Collingwood, Marlon Pickett, obviously a double premiership player at Richmond, Will Snelling at Essendon. So obviously he's among pretty good company there to still be on a list. He's playing in key defence for the Dogs, and I talked to him about all things football, living life in the hub in the Gold Coast and what that was like. Obviously it's a very unique experience and something he won't ever forget. So I talked to him about what that was like and how it was to kind of break into a more permanent spot in that team. So, yeah, good to catch up with Ryan. We had the Truwater Hill Climb over the weekend. So it's been missing for, I think, about 10 years since it was last on. And the Northwest Kart Club put that event on, and they attracted cars from all over Tassie, and it was very, very well supported. The Truwater football ground was packed out with people watching the event. I got buzzed up the hill in the course car, which was a bit of a terrifying experience, but found a good spot to snap some pics, and yeah, it was a good day.
All right, we can read more about those stories in this week's copy of the Circle Ahead Chronicle, which is available right now. You have a top day and a great week, and we'll catch you again next Thursday morning, a little after 7.
No worries at all, Lee. Thank you for that.